You're listening to SBS News.
Ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska, a Chatham House analyst is saying Ukraine will not accept any deal imposed without its participation. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss a possible deal to end the war in Ukraine when they meet on Friday. Yaroslava Barbieri, a research fellow at the Ukraine Forum at Chatham House, points out that Trump has said any peace deal would involve some swapping of territories to the betterment of both Russia and Ukraine, prompting consternation in Kiev and European capitals, as virtually all the territory in question is Ukrainian.
What's important to stress ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska is that currently it seems that Ukraine will not be invited, but a key message coming out both of the Ukrainian capital and a European capital is that there can be no negotiations about Ukraine without Ukraine. So whatever might come out of that summit between the US and the Russian presidents, those will not be terms that can be simply imposed on Ukraine. This is one of the key objectives of the Kremlin ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska, is also portraying, it's putting forward proposals that are unacceptable for Ukraine in order to present Ukraine as an uncooperative and ungrateful actor to Trump's peace brokering efforts. And in turn, that could also create and drive a wedge between the US and the European allies that have consistently emphasized the importance of maintaining Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Upcoming meeting between Trump and Putin in Alaska is incredibly important for all parties involved. For Putin, because it allows him to project again Russia's international status after years of international isolation, particularly from Western countries. It allows itself to present Russia as a negotiator in good faith, which it's not. It allows Trump to add credibility to his self-appointed image as an effective peace power broker after repeated failures to bring the war in Ukraine to an end. And for Ukraine, it's important because, of course, it creates an opportunity to emphasize the need for ending the war.
And what's the reaction in Europe?
European leaders are currently trying to strike a tricky balance between trying to keep the US on board because they are still dependent on US military assistance to some degree. They are only now gradually trying to bolster their defense capabilities and acquiring more independence from the US security umbrella. But on the other hand, indeed, they understand that they might have that there will be tensions between the US position and European leaders' position on what a durable ceasefire and acceptable terms for ending the war in Ukraine might be. So that is the tricky balance that European leaders are currently trying to navigate, and Ukraine is fully aware of this. Zelensky's position in terms of ending the war in Ukraine are constrained both by the Ukrainian constitution, as he's publicly stated repeatedly, and also by Ukrainian public opinion. So according to the Ukrainian constitution, any changes to Ukrainian territories have to go through a national referendum that must be authorized by the Ukrainian parliament. In principle, the Ukrainian constitution can be changed. However, this is not possible for as long as martial law is in place. And if a ceasefire that is durable and credible were to be reached, then Ukraine could be lifting martial law. However, Russia is not currently interested in ending hostilities anytime soon.